Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, we should probably check in on our interns during this difficult time, don't you think?
Yeah, Jim, we should make sure Sam, Mary, and Sammy are okay.
Yeah, and aren't you forgetting someone?
Oh, yeah, our Canadian intern.
That's it.
That's it.
All right. Okay, so Patrick.
Yes, Jim.
As we have established, separate basements, which is good for social distancing.
That's right.
You know, health-wise, not good for, you know, us mentally-wise.
No, but I miss Shadow.
Exactly, of course. And, you know, I miss perusing your record collection and so on.
Right.
And so, yeah. But we've been able to figure it out how to, you know, record without being in the same room. On Rock in the Suburbs, I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And one thing I thought we should do, or we both thought we should do, is use this opportunity where everybody is shut in to check in with our team of excellent interns, right?
That's right, Jim. You know, without the interns, this show doesn't happen. And I love the movement from our community that now every time somebody calls in or checks in with us, they also, you know, say hello to the interns.
That's
too.
Right.
And that's the way it works. You know, there's no one person any better than, you know, any of the interns or Jim. You know, no one's better than me on this show. It's the most important part of the show. But other than me, I would say you and the interns are the most important people.
So we have with us today via Zoom, Matt Windler, our correspondence intern. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Matt.
You know, it's going, right?
Yeah.
Are the days sort of all running together for you, too?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. The Friday Hootenannies is the benchmark that I use.
It's the only thing that keeps me, grounded. When that happens to me, I do this.
Yep. Crack open, was that a Molson Golden or a Molson Canadian?
Molson Canadian.
Molson Canadian,
good.
That's right.
America's oldest brewery, Molson.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, I make the joke because, Matt, where are you?
I'm in Ottawa, Ontario.
Yes.
The nation's capital. Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. And yeah, it's like capital to capital, sort of,
yeah.
We got going on here. We could be making really important decisions right now.
I hope not.
That's right.
I don't want people's lives on my hands.
Hey, Matt, I got to ask you, before we started the mics up, Jim and I were chatting about some movies and stuff. And have you ever seen the movie Canadian Bacon?
No, I haven't.
So it's where... you know this movie, Jim? It's
I do. I've never seen it either. It doesn't look good. Is it good?
Oh, it's funny. Okay. No, it's actually really good. John Candy is in it. And essentially, there's an American president whose ratings are really low because everybody's prospering and the Cold War's over and there's no problem. So he decides to start a war with Canada, to kick it off. And the guys, you know, who are on the border, the sheriff, played by John Candy, is convinced that Toronto is the capital, not Ottawa. So they make their charge on Toronto.
Yeah. It's a common mistake. So,
yeah.
Okay. So how are things in Canada?
I think it varies province to province, just like it varies state to state. Right. But I think at least as a country, they're trying to do more to keep everybody inside. And I think it's more of a national shelter in place as opposed to letting the governors sort of pick and choose, which is good.
The guidelines or policies are pretty much the same as what we're dealing with here in the U.S., right?
It's a hockey sticks apart from each other. That's how they're doing.
Nice.
That's their 2-meter, 6-feet reference. But yeah, it's work from home if you can. You know, if you're essential, you're essential. And thank goodness they're out there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Totally. Matt, you lived in the United States for a while, right?
Yeah, I was doing my PhD research in California.
In California. And where in California were you?
It was Menlo Park. It's like the Bay Area.
Okay. Have you been keeping tabs on that general area as you look at stuff? Or
I know they were shelter in place pretty quickly, and they were giving a lot of their spare supplies because they have obviously a lot of gloves and masks and stuff at a research facility. So,
That's true. Yeah, I didn't think about that. I'm not really sure what's going on in California. I haven't really been paying attention to that, but I knew you spent some time there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know, Genevieve, our youngest, is home, and MJ, our middle offspring, is still in Madison, Wisconsin, a college town. But we're now thinking like, wow, you know, the college town apparently is much more orderly and safer than where Genevieve is now. So similar to Jim's daughter, who's in another country.
That's right. Okay, so Matt, what's your life been like personally over the last, you know, month or so, and what has been keeping you sane?
It's been a little crazy. I'm supposed to be getting married in July.
No. But,
yeah. So that's looking less and less likely every day,
wow.
Unfortunately.
I didn't know that.
So it was trying to get ready for what could happen and what's probably going to happen with that. As for what's keeping me sane, a lot of new music. March was a good month. Just TV and... It's actually really nice because my fiance is also working from home for the most part, and she loves like baking and cooking. Like, she made a turkey dinner for Easter, like a full meal, and she's keeping me well fed.
That's nice.
That's great. Yeah.
How much snow is on the ground up there right now, Matt?
We got a little bit on Easter. We did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It didn't stay on the ground, but we got a little bit.
Yeah, it's always a sign of Easter in Ottawa. Yeah. Snow flurries. Yeah.
Is Ottawa typically sort of a very, like, outdoorsy kind of community, like people doing things out and about a lot, or oot and a boot?
Yeah, oot and a boot, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
The Gatineau Park is pretty close, and that's like a really nice hiking area, but it sort of depends. It's pretty sprawling too. There's a lot of big suburbs, kind of depends where you're at, but they have a nice canal running through the downtown.
Yeah.
That's really nice to walk to.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
There's stuff that could tempt you out, but don't do it.
And how are Canadians getting by without hockey?
I mean, I think it's like everybody. It's a little rough without sports. The draft for the NFL apparently is still going to happen. So that's like the only thing that's going on. Unless you're into
it better happen or I'm jumping off a bridge. Yeah. That's my only hope. One more week.
Yeah. I haven't taken to like watching old games or anything like that just yet. But
yeah, I've done it a little bit. So what's your typical day? Do you listen to music most of the day or do you put on movies? Obviously, I've been watching movies, you know, most of the day recently.
Yeah. No, I'm working on my thesis. So it's a lot of writing and I can't like watch anything while I'm writing. Even when I'm working, I find it too distracting. I'll just, I'll turn and I'll sit and then that'll be it. So I like listening to music. If I'm thinking really hard about what I'm trying to write, I have to use like instrumentals or soundtracks. Otherwise, I'll just start singing along.
That makes sense. Yep. My favorite is John Fahey. That's what I put on when I'm, you know, in that situation where you've got to write something and there's no distractions, got a deadline in, you know, an hour. And he's all instrumental, solo guitar stuff. Yep. So definitely check Fahey out.
But let's ask Matt this. You know, he just did a new music pick for March that we just had on last week. When I ask him, like, what else have you been listening to lately? What would you like to share with people? Is there anything top of mind?
I mean, it's a lot of the stuff that's already been touched on recently, like the new Waxahachie record's really great. Yeah, the Bashabula CD. Rookie was awesome. That was a good find from the podcast. The Beth's new single. Let's see. I'm just scrolling through my Spotify recently searched.
I don't think we've played that Beth's new single yet, have
no,
we, Patrick?
Yet.
Let's listen to it right now. How about that?
Cool.
Such a pity I can feel you building up to the head eruption I won't try to interrupt. You are high and mighty and unlikely to learn lessons. These days I'm struggling to stay in my own reflection. It always looks backwards from the way that I
believe. And I don't know how she does it. I mean, that's just another like pristine pop song, isn't it?
Totally amazing song. I mean, the guitar break in that song is genius. Like, to be able to stop like that really quick and just play those, you know, that little two-note riff is amazing.
Have you guys heard this? It made me think of it, the Beths, because I think out here in DC, when the Beths played one of their shows, the local band Bad Moves, opened for them.
That's right. Yeah.
And they have a new single out.
I didn't
know
they had a new song.
I have not heard yet. I'm going to hear this fresh. Are you guys ready for this? It's called Party With The Kids Who Want To Party With You. Got a ticket in my pocket.
Drinking songs playlist.
Yes, of course. Did you catch a little line there? The Christ, you know it ain't easy.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was a nice little.
I also heard I got a decade in my pocket and it ain't coming back. Was that the line? That was pretty good too.
I got Instagram my cat. That's the one that was good to me.
Yeah. What else you been listening to, Matt? Anything?
It's honestly been a lot of Waxahachie and a lot of Asha Bulai.
That's cool.
Man, that Waxahachie record is really great.
Yeah.
It's really deep. And I'll tell you, I'm just remembering this really quick, and this will lead somewhere. Don't worry. In that movie I referenced Canadian Bacon, kind of the joke is like the Canadians are super nice. And you know who else is in it, Jim? Rhea Perlman, Carla from Cheers.
Okay.
And she wakes up in a hospital after being kidnapped or like in the kidnapper's bunker, and there's the get well card. And she's like, a get well card from Gordon Lightfoot? What the hell is this? But how far do you go, Matt, with like Canadian musicians? I mean, are you a Neil Young fan or a Joni Mitchell fan in any way? Or
the same sort of thing.
Sloan or anybody? I don't know.
Yeah. I haven't really dug into them too much either. It's just sort of what has sort of drifted through that I've picked up on, but I've never done a proper deep dive, unfortunately.
Interesting. Remember when we interviewed Dan Mangan?
Yes.
And he was talking about how there's this big stream of like the spew of content from America that like goes into Canada. That was such an amazing observation. I think about it all the time. I don't know why, you know, as people living in the lower 48 that we like always say Canadian, you know, somehow we sort of frame Canadian musicians in this slightly different category. I don't know why we do that. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
But I think we do it too.
Really?
Yeah. Because, I mean, pop culture really is American pop culture to such a large extent that I think if we find anything that we can identify with just a little bit more, we want to claim it.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And Dan Mangan, of course, was brought to our attention through intern Matt here.
That's right.
He introduced us, and we got to interview him on the show, and he played live on the show, and it was really cool.
It was amazing.
He was really, really a great guy.
He was so interesting. He was really awesome.
And another Canadian we had on the show once was Matt Halabowski, who apparently is a pretty big deal up in Canada, especially in Quebec, I think.
Yeah, I think more so in Quebec. I hadn't heard of him before he was on the show. But he was recently doing, I think, a little tour with Dan Mangan, actually opening for him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Some shows, yeah.
What about jazz, Matt? Do you listen to jazz at all? Any Miles Davis or even Coltrane or any of those guys?
No, not really. Actually, I think you guys mentioned just before we started recording Shay's Lounge. When they were brought up on the show, I used them quite a bit as good writing music, too.
Cool.
Yeah. But it's just sort of little things that I picked up here and there. It's really not anything I know much about. I wouldn't say I'm a very informed music fan. I don't know much about music theory. I find it very difficult to describe music. I feel like a real dork when I do it. But for me, it's more just like if it makes me feel sort of emotional. I tend to be a pretty even keel guy, and I don't have like huge extremes. And music sort of makes me feel more human in a way. So it tends to be a lot of sad music, unfortunately.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, but it's just stuff that I listen to. And I'm like, I feel something now. You know, I feel alive.
Yeah.
It's just
that's good.
I like
that's
emotionally evocative music.
Yeah. pretty good line to judge on. Does your fiance like music and listen to it, or
she does? She does not like pretty much anything I listen to. Unfortunately,
that's funny.
Yeah, she's the one who calls it all sad music.
Right.
It's been a struggle trying to get stuff that I can play at the wedding. yeah, pretty much the only overlap is Taylor Swift.
Huh. Oh wow!
Yeah,
I was going to ask about that. Since you were planning a wedding, if you do what I did, which was spend an inordinate amount of time thinking about what music will be played at the reception,
I started to, and I've realized that anything I picked was not going to get played at the reception. So we agreed that I could have some stuff on in the background when people are arriving, to sort of set the mood. And then that would be it.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Well, others around me were planning important things at the wedding.
Yeah.
Things that would actually matter to the guests. All I was doing was focusing on the music playlists. That was pretty much it.
Yeah. But if one guest mentions it, you did your job.
Yeah. Mostly it was instructions for what the DJs were not allowed to play. That was most of what the list was. It was a do not playlist most of what it was. Yeah. All right. Well, aside from the wedding plans, we're happy to know that other things seem to be going okay for you during this crisis.
Yeah, no, so. Things are all right. We're really lucky. We just moved out of a tiny one-bedroom apartment into a two-bedroom place with a lot more space right before all the stay-at-home stuff started. So we got really lucky that way.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, well, it's been great talking with Matt. Thank you very much for coming
on.
Sure
has.
And,
it's my pleasure.
Thanks, as always, for your music picks weekly and then monthly on the show. Those are fantastic. People really have responded to them. Yeah, we cool. really appreciate that.
And thanks for all you do, Matt. I mean, the way you organize the stuff for us. It literally, folks, I'm not kidding. It wouldn't happen without our interns. So it would not happen.
So what Matt does is he organizes, like meticulously organizes all of the listener correspondence that we get through the various channels, which, and these days there are many. And I got to tell you, I'm so happy. You've been doing this for like a couple of years now, I think.
I think it's almost 2 years
now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It is a lifesaver because it was about to kill me. I was really about to just collapse under the weight of it all and just say no more listener correspondence. Like we can't sort through it anymore. So it's really been a godsend that you've been able to do that for us. So we so appreciate it.
It's great. I love doing it. Any way to help the show, I enjoy it. So
totally love it.
They send so much good stuff our way. So I get to see it first.
And that's the thing. And I'm so happy. You're such an important part of this operation because the listener interaction with the show, I think, is a huge part of what makes the show appealing. They don't want to just hear us.
No. They're way smarter than us.
That's right.
And I appreciate it so much. I can't even organize the different ways I get summonses. Like I get some in the mail, some email, and all that. I can't even keep that straight. I've missed two court dates.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing it's all shut down now for
that's right.
Right now. Yes.
It's very lucky. They're even letting some buddies of mine out in the minimum security. That's right. So that's right. We'll see what happens.
All right. Thanks again, Matt Windler.
Thank you, Matt Windler.
We are going to play out with a song by your favorite band. I think I know who this is. Who's your favorite band?
I knew it would be Dan Mangan for sure. Robots. It's like his biggest mainstream hit. Yeah.
Great song.
That's cool.
It's the one that hooked me when I heard it live. He played it on Parliament Hill when Will and Kate came for their first Canadian tour.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember him telling that story. That's awesome. Okay. Yeah. So, and then real quickly, if people want to correspond with Matt at all, it's really easy because he checks all of the stuff, all the,
that's right.
the correspondence. So you can call
612-440-1984.
Right. Or you can email rock@suburbspod.com or you can go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at suburbspod and any of those places, Matt will see it. So there you go.
Please keep sending it. And more Party Line. It was quiet for a while, but Captain Doug's bringing it back.
Captain Doug.
Absolutely. Keeping it real. All right. Here we go. Dan Mangan, Robots. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we have Matt Windler, and we'll talk to you guys all tomorrow. Wake
looking young and feeling old. The days are no longer my own to piss away the waking hours. But don't let them go. Don't let them go to waste. The fire in my eye is fleeting now. Your robot heart is bleeding. Try to be the robot king and settled for a robot boy.
I don't want to end on a downer, so let's see.
That's fine.
But apparently that's all you listen to, Matt. Right.